Welcome to the Vital Dawn podcast for Friday, January 28th. U.S. equity futures are trading relatively poorly. So you have S&P futures down about 3 points. They had rallied overnight. They've since faded, so down 3 points. That's about 6 basis points. The Dow futures are down about 68 points. That's about 20 basis points. The Nasdaq futures are holding in the green. They are up about 55 points. That's about 40 basis points. Apple is higher by about 4% so far this morning after earnings last night. That's accounting for most of the Nasdaq strength. So take Apple out of the market, and stocks are, again, trading relatively lackluster so far today. The major European indices are also trading poorly, much worse than the U.S. So they're down about 1.3 to 1.6%. Selling pressure pretty much across the board. You do have underperformance in tech in Europe, so that's down about over 2%. Auto's down about 2%, energy getting hit relatively hard as well. You have some pockets of outperformance. Retail is a bright spot. H&M, the Swedish fashion giant, is trading higher on earnings. LVMH opened very strong after its blowout numbers yesterday, but it's since faded down to about flat. Henkel and Electrolux are both getting hit on their reports in Europe. Asia was mixed overnight. You had some strength in Japan and South Korea. SK Hynix in South Korea, the memory giant, ended up about 6% on back of its earnings. Hong Kong and mainland China both ended in the red. So a few moving pieces this morning. You had two of the world's most important companies post blowout results, Apple and LVMH, but neither is able to kind of translate into stock gains. Apple, I thought, was even more encouraging just given some of the general macro comments they made about supply chain conditions. They said supply chain strains would ease in the March quarter, suggesting that the peak, at least for them, has passed as far as supply chain conditions. But again, I don't think people are necessarily too surprised that the Michael Jordan of companies, Apple and LVMH, were able to kind of post healthy numbers. And if you take a step back, there were plenty of earnings disappointments out since the close yesterday, both in the US and Europe. I'm not going to go through all of them, but I have every detail in the piece this morning. And I think in general for the Q4 season overall, it's certainly a more disappointing one than past earnings seasons in that you aren't going to see forward estimates take a big move higher following this reporting period. And that's a change from the last several quarters where you've had this kind of multi-quarter cycle of upwards earnings revisions. That is coming to an end for the most part. Obviously, there'll be some exceptions. I don't think you're necessarily at the point where you have to start slashing forecasts. The Q4 season is still relatively decent overall. But again, that cycle of upward revisions is certainly coming to an end. So you had a lot of economic numbers this morning, a bunch of GDP reports, Germany, France, Spain. I don't really think any of the data is having a major effect on markets. I also, I still don't think that Russia-Ukraine is as terribly important to U.S. equities as some of the headlines would make it seem. I certainly think that the market's immune system is compromised at the moment, given what else is occurring, specifically central banks and the implications for multiples. That's allowing stocks to become more vulnerable to things like Ukraine, Russia. But I don't really think that they're kind of a main driving point of the underlying price action. So I think a few factors are at work today. One of which is you have two very important inflation figures coming up at 8:30 a.m. I think that's one reason why markets are trading a bit hesitantly. The employment cost index in particular, that seems a little low, the current street consensus. So I think people should be preparing for an upside reading on that. The PCE may be a bit more reasonable. So you had the Q4 PCE out yesterday that was in line with the street. So the December PCE, which we get today, that probably should be about in line as well. But that employment cost index is a potential risk factor. And that, again, I think you're probably going to see an upside reading on it. And then you continue to have the same overhang on central bank front. So we're still dealing with uncertainty from the Fed on Wednesday, specifically the guidance around the runoff process. I think that is really kind of the main source of market anxiety right now, not so much the pace of tightening, although you certainly have seen now the market move to 5 hikes for this year. But I think the runoff is kind of really where the whole quantitative tightening fear. I think that's really what is creating a lot of precariousness in markets right now. And it's going to be a while until we kind of see the specifics around that. You have a bunch of central bank meetings next week, including the ECB and the BOE. The BOE could be at the point in time where they begin quantitative tightening as well. So the BOE is expected to hike rates next week to 50 basis points. That had been the level where the BOE has signaled that it would begin the quantitative tightening process. Obviously, they need to kind of confirm that and also lay out their specific blueprint for how that process would unfold. But it's not just the Fed. Again, this is a global process. Everyone other than China is engaging in monetary tightening to a certain degree. And that is the single most important overhang for the market. Again, given the implications it has for equity multiples. So that is kind of the rundown for this morning. I think for the people who want to see a rally and a sustained rally, I think this is an encouraging opening. You want to see markets kind of start the day on a somber tone. You want to see losses in the futures. You don't want to come in the morning with futures up big. That usually are those are the types of moves that usually are not sustainable. So again, I actually think today is setting up for a sustained rally. Again, just given that news overnight really wasn't that bad. And the fact that you're seeing it's a much better way to start the day as far as having a sustained rally, for the futures to be like this versus the alternative. So today, like I said, 8:30 AM, you have the PCE and the employment cost index. You also have a bunch of earnings this morning, including Caterpillar, Colgate Palmolive, Chevron, and then a couple of others, PSX and Energy, SYF and Financials, and VFC in Consumer. So that is everything for today, Friday, January 28th. Thank you for listening.